This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of supporters of Turkey's Tayyip Erdogan began celebrating in Ankara and Istanbul as the president seemed headed for a victory in the presidential election runoff on Sunday. Hundreds of supporters first filed into the presidential palace when authorities opened the gates soon after Turkey's high election board said he was in the lead. His home in Istanbul was lit up with celebratory flares and cheers as his supporters gathered to dance and wave flags. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday praised his country's air defense forces after the capital, Kyiv, saw the largest drone attack since the beginning of the Russian invasion. The latest drone attack came as Russia has intensified aerial strikes on the capital this month and warned the West against escalating the conflict after the United States agreed to greenlight F-16 deliveries. Ukraine said the overnight attack in Kyiv was the largest of the invasion, with around 40 out of more than 50 drones targeting the capital. A deal on the U.S. debt ceiling has come with just days to spare before a potential first-ever government default. Now President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy must finalize their agreement in principle and try to round up enough Republican and Democratic votes to pass the measure quickly.
Yes.
Biden also said at the White House on Sunday, quote, I think we're in good shape. The compromise announced late Saturday risks angering some Democratic and Republican lawmakers as they begin to unpack the concessions that include spending cuts. McCarthy and Biden are expected to put the finishing touches on the agreement and release the final legislative text. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and the United States called on Sunday for the extension of a ceasefire deal that has brought some let up in a six-week war between military factions, but said both sides had impeded aid efforts and were posturing for further escalation. Clashes could be heard overnight and on Sunday in the capital Khartoum, residents said, while human rights monitors reported deadly fighting in the western region of Darfur. The conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that erupted on April 15th has left the capital reeling from heavy battles, lawlessness, and a collapse in services, driving nearly 1.4 million people from their homes and threatening to destabilize the region. Almost 3 years after Beirut's port blast, the city's Sursok Art Museum has reopened its doors, repairing damage to everything from stained glass windows to precious artwork. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Doors, elevators, and ceilings were repaired with the help of Italian and French as well as Lebanese funding. Visitor Randa Farah says passing the closed museum saddened her, and its reopening was a glimmer of hope for the Lebanese. The Sursok Museum first opened in 1961, one of the few in Lebanon dedicated to modern and contemporary art. Like Beirut itself, the museum is no stranger to difficulties. During the 1975 to 1990 civil war, its doors closed several times.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This weekend's historic impeachment of Texas's attorney general is plunging Republicans into a bruising fight over whether to banish one of their own top party members. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Texas AG Ken Paxton says he has full confidence as he now awaits trial in the state Senate. His conservative allies there include State Senator Angela Paxton, his wife. The decisive 121-23 vote in the House amounted to a clear rebuke of the GOP-controlled body. Final removal of Paxton requires a two-thirds vote in the Senate. He was impeached on 20 articles that included bribery and abuse of public trust. I'm Julie Walker.
Newly elected Greek lawmakers were sworn in Sunday, but the parliament in which they sit in may be dissolved as early as Monday ahead of fresh elections on June 25th. No party achieved an overall majority in the election on May 21st. Lawmakers will elect a speaker and deputies Monday morning. The parliament will be dissolved either Monday or Tuesday, signaling the start of the electoral campaign. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.